Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Regency Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RSMX and on the OTCQB under the symbol RSMXF. We are chatting with the executive chairman, Bruce Bragnolo. Now, we first introduced Regency Silver back at the tail end of October. After attending the New Orleans Investment Conference, Bruce pulled me aside and said, you have to look at this drill hole, the first drill hole that we put into this project, the Dos Padre project in Sonora, Mexico. This hole came back at almost 36 meters of 6.84 grams per ton gold, 0.88% copper, and about 22 grams per ton silver. Now, this hole was one of the best holes drilled in Mexico. Now, the company is going to be following up with the drill program this year. So far in January, we've gotten a number of news releases, one being an increase in the resource estimate. This is from the mine area on the project. So it's not including that drill hole. It's a different area on the project. That resource came in at a little more than 11 million ounces of silver equivalent at a grade of a little over 255 grams per ton silver equivalent. It was a 20% increase on the inferred resource and an 8% increase in grade. But Bruce, let's focus on the drill program that's stepping out from that hole one last year. The program started on January 10th. It's 3,000 meters. Take us through the strategy. Take us through how you're stepping out from that initial hole, please.
All right, Corey. Well, thanks for the intro. That sums it up very well. So since we last met, we had a lot of strong support from our shareholders and managed to raise $2 million, just over $2 million Canadian, at a price of 20 cents per share with no warrant. It shows a lot of strength. We didn't pay any commissions either. These were very interested shareholders that we feel will be long-term, and they've shown a lot of strong support for us. So this money is being used to finance a 3,000-meter drill program, and that drill program is underway. We're right into hole two of the program right now, and we'll be finishing off the third hole probably in about 3-4 weeks. Our plan is to put out visuals on the first two holes and then follow up with assay results as the assays come in. We have been quite fortunate in that the assays have been, you know, turnaround time of about 3 to 4 weeks. So that's been very good for us. So sometime by the end of March, we should have the holes completed and the assays out. So there should be a steady flow of what we feel will be positive news going forward. The interesting thing about this deposit is it looks like it's got some size to it. You don't find those types of grades and widths in smaller systems. So this is something that we feel has a lot of legs to it. We are right now about midway through a deeper IP survey. The IP survey is designed to go down to 800 meters. The old IP survey only showed the top of the system, but it gave us enough guidance to show us that this was different than the existing silver mine, although the silver mine might be fed by this system. We're not quite sure. We still have some more work to do on that one. But this is a copper gold discovery, and it looks like it's got some size. So we'll be drilling continuously here, it looks like, for quite a while.
Well, Bruce, let's restate that, because with a name like Regency Silver and the recent resource with silver equivalent grade, these are copper gold targets that you're going after. That's what you hit in the first hole. That's what it looks like you're going after in these other ones. So when you do this IP survey and penetrate deeper, what is it that you hope to achieve with overlaying the drilling you're doing with this IP survey? And then what would you like to follow it up with in an ideal world to keep pushing the envelope on the gold silver system?
Yeah, the silver system was more of an indicator of where to look for the copper gold. The silver system did show us that the dip of mineralization was about 45 degrees to the north. And that's something that we looked at, and we said, okay, we had to drill deeper underneath the IP anomaly. So what we plan to do now, the focus is on the copper gold discovery. The silver is a nice add-on, and it backstops the valuation of the company, certainly. But the real upside is in the copper gold anomaly. So what we plan to do is the IP is designed to show us what we have at depth. And what we're going to have after this survey is something that every exploration company is looking for. It's going to show us the IP signature of a very wide drill hole and something we already know the grade of. So we're going to combine the IP, the signature, with the width and the grade to show us where to look to find more of the same. And that's what you need as an exploration company. It's really beneficial to have those all together, and then you know where to look to find more. So it's going to guide our future drilling. And as far as planning goes, after we finish this program, we plan to continue drilling. We plan to leave that drill on site and bring in two more drills and drill off an initial resource sometime over the next couple of years. So we feel that this has enough legs to justify a much bigger program. And this will just be kind of a taste of what's to come after we release the results of the first three holes. So we're quite confident we're on top of something very big here.
So Bruce, you mentioned that you want to keep drilling, even move towards a resource. Even after this current program, you're only going to have four holes out to the market. What will it take to put a resource around something like this?
Well, I think that in order to have a resource you could be confident in, you need at least 50,000 meters of drilling. So that would be 100 holes of 500 meters depth. It looks like we need to drill fairly deep on this system. So we're probably talking 70,000 meters of drilling. The cost would be somewhere in the $200 to $250 range, given the depth of the holes. So we're talking somewhere in the range of $20 million US, but that's relatively cheap compared to some other programs that I've seen. So we only need 500 meters by 500 meters of this same material to have a very good looking resource.
Well, and Bruce, you had mentioned to us off mic that if you move those other two drill rigs onto the property later in the year, you could actually achieve that goal faster than some people think. I'd love you to break down that for us just real quick, just how quickly you could actually drill this out.
Sure. We're getting 60 meters a day production out of the current drill. It's a very nice rig. So if you average 60 meters a day over the course of a year, that's about 20,000 meters. You bring in three rigs, you can do 60,000 meters in a year. So in just over a year, we could have 70,000 meters drilled. You're not going to hit on all the holes. So somewhere in the range of 70,000 meters would be sufficient for a reliable resource.
How quickly do you think you're going to be able to turn these results around at the assay lab?
The assay lab has been very good to us, and they're giving us 3 to 4 week turnaround. So that's quite good. From what I've been hearing, the turnaround is a lot slower at other locations. So it's ALS Chemex out of Hermosillo. They're doing a good job for us.
So it sounds like, Bruce, if I'm summarizing this correctly, you got some potential visuals on some of these new holes out later in the month, but then maybe the assay is back as soon as March, and that would time up with the IP results coming back. What would the next step be after that?
Well, the next step is going to be raising money on a constant basis to bring in more rigs, but the results should justify financings at higher prices, hopefully. We just plan to keep adding value for our shareholders by drilling spreading the word that we've got something special here. I mean, you don't find 36 meters, which, by the way, is a 10-story building of mineralization in isolation. There's something driving this. And our model, if you look at our presentation on the website, our model is that we are in the breccia zone of a porphyry system. It might be a high sulfidation system, which would be just fine. But for now, our model is we're in a breccia system above a porphyry. So we're very excited. This is a target that doesn't come along very often. It's unique and it's special.
Well, Bruce, in all fairness, that first hole, you don't see results like that very often either. So, hey, we're going to follow along as this drilling continues, especially when we get some drill results out. I don't think there's much more to say here on the company other than you are, let's say, about halfway through this 3,000-meter three-hole program. And when results are released, we will be following up. If anybody has any follow-up questions, wants more information on the drilling or the asset in general, you can always email us and I will get Bruce to address those. Bruce, thank you for this update and please keep us up to date. Come to us first when the drill results come out.
Will do, Corey. Thank you.